Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. The subject we're dealing with, and today is the last part of the audio seven-part series. We're doing the subject called The Authority of the Believer, and we're talking about what you confess, you'll eventually become. What you confess, you will eventually possess. But today I'm talking about my never again list. In my early days as a Christian, I used to confess this list and the other list on a regular basis until they became a reality in my spirit. I used to confess this list on a regular basis to put it into my spirit, which is very important to have. Let me now go through that list. It's a list of 12 items. The first one, never again will I confess I can't. And the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Never again will I confess lack, for the scripture says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Never again will I confess fear, for the scripture says, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love and of sound mind. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Never again will I confess doubt and lack of faith, for the scripture says, God has given to every man the measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. Never again will I confess weakness, for the scripture says, the Lord is the strength of my life, and the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Psalm 27, verse 1, and Daniel 11, verse 32. Never again will I confess the supremacy of Satan over my life, for the word of God says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Never again will I confess defeat, for God always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus, the word of God says. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Never again will I confess lack of wisdom, for the scripture says, Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. Never again will I confess sickness, for the scripture says, with his stripes I am healed, and Jesus himself took my infirmities and bare my sicknesses. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, and Matthew chapter 8, verse 17. Never again will I confess worries and frustrations, for the scripture says, I am to cast all of my cares upon him who cares for me. In Christ I am carefree. Never again will I confess bondages, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The scripture also says, my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Never again will I confess condemnation, for the scripture says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. I am in Christ, therefore I am condemnation free. In this list I've given you, a never again list, it's based on the fact that what you confess you'll eventually become, what you confess you'll eventually possess. As I've said, I've used these quite a bit in the beginning of my early Christian walk with the Lord, and they built up on the inside of me a strong impression of who and what I am in Christ Jesus, and what belongs to me and what does not belong to me. God wants us to confess his word to become what his word says. God wants us to become in the image of Christ Jesus, his son. God wants us to minister out of our spirit through the word of God. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That means as a man thinks in his spirit, so is he. What you think and confess, you'll eventually become. That's so much important. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this subject. Until next time, God bless.